And, of course, eating meat every day, the girls were getting fatter and fatter. Well, after a while, one of these men came to the sister of the little boy and said, you know, your little brother's getting old enough now, getting quite grown up. He shouldn't stay at home with the women every day. He should come out with us men. So the sister said, right-ho, let him go. So the following morning, he went out with them. Well, they went out into the woods, and they got to the place where they usually made a magic, and they said to the little boy, now, you can't come any further with us. I'm going to put you up a tree here and bind up your eyes. So they bound his eyes up with cloth, and they put him up a tree. But he peeped out of the corner, and he saw them make a magic and turn themselves into lions and gallop after a buck and kill it and come back and make another magic and turn themselves back into men. And then they took him down out of the tree, and they all went home together. So that night, when it was dark, the little brother told the girls what he'd seen. And his sister didn't believe him, but one or two of them believed him. Anyway, early in the morning, he went down to the river, and with his little pocket knife, he cut himself some reeds and brought them back and made a large basket. And when the basket was finished, he got into it, and he sang a little song. And as he sang his little song, the basket went up into the air. And when he stopped singing, the basket came down onto the ground again, and he said, that's all right. And that evening, he overheard the young men talking, and they said, the girls are quite fat enough now. Tomorrow, when we go out, we'll turn ourselves into lions, and we'll come back, and we'll eat up the young girls. So he warned the girls about this, and first thing in the morning, the moment the young men had gone out into the woods, he took them all to the basket, and they all got in, all except his sister. And he said, you can't come with us. And so they began to sing the song very hard. Dindy, gure, dindy, gure. And up went the basket, and the sister began to weep. And in the distance, they saw a great cloud of dust and the lions coming closer and closer. And the sister wept aloud, saying, oh, please forgive me. Please forgive me for being so unkind to you. And so he said, well, I suppose we'll have to forgive you this time. So they stopped singing, and the basket came down, and they pulled her in, and they sang very hard indeed, and up it went again. And just in time, as the lions jumped up at the basket and missed it by inches. So, singing the whole way, the basket took them safely back to their proper home. And that was the end of that little story. Now, there's rather an interesting point about that little story. It's actually a kind of morality story. In many African tales, I find, you get the idea of conscience represented as a little boy or a little girl. A man's conscience is usually a little girl, and a woman's conscience is a little boy. So you see, when the girls went off on a jaunt, knowing they were doing wrong, their conscience came along too in the form of a little boy, and they tried their best to drive him away. Eventually, it turned out, it was their inherent sense of right, which wouldn't leave them, that made them realize their danger and got them out of their plight, even if he had to use a rather novel design of helicopter to do the trick. So the moral is, girls, never go out without your little brother, conscience. Terror, or rather, stories about terror, far from being horrible and revolting, are on the contrary often enjoyed immensely in Africa at the right time, that is, when you're sitting safely at home in the warmth of your hut, with the log fire burning brightly in the middle of the floor, or, in our case, when we're sitting in a comfortable seat at the cinema, weaving stories or having them woven for you. But they tell us that one of the great terrors of our minds originally came from the fear of the dark and of something jumping onto our backs. That was when our ancestors were not quite so erect, still anthropoidal. Just like other nations, the natives of Africa have a great number of terror stories, and it's not surprising if you live in the veldt along with the elephants, the lions, and the leopards, you're fair game to the wild beasts as well as to the wild men. Now that superstition, fear of the dark, is long-lived. There are few of us who would care to walk home alone on a pitch-dark night through the bushveld coppies, with the wild dogs baying in the valley. Would you? That's why natives sing so loudly as they walk along in the dark. It keeps their spirits up. Or, if you're voodoo-minded, you'd say it keeps off evil spirits. This fear of the dark has created a number of night shapes. Ghoulies and ghosties, lang-leggedy creatures and things that go bump in the night, as the Scotch would say. The little people, the one-legged, one-armed and one-eyed little people, Zidukwana or Togorosh, are some of this family. Some tribes seem to like them and treat them much as we do fairies. Others associate them with the echo between two hills and tell stories of struggling with them on the road, rather like the account of Jacob and the angel. Now here are some genuine Zulu statements on walking at night.
The night itself is fearful to anybody. I'm not quite sure with the Europeans, but I think they do fear more than the Bantus, because they always light their ways when they're walking at night, even when it is not very dark. I think the Bantus fear the night most because their custom is to frighten the children about the night by saying there are wizards who go about at night trying to bewitch people. They go with baboons and owls. I, for one, when walking at night, if it is dark, I always feel as if there's somebody following me, and I look forward and behind several times with a fear that I might be meeting a lighting ghost on the way, and would give me a hiding. I have never seen a ghost, but many people tell me that they have seen it. I do not believe that it is there, but I do wish to see it because I'll always be afraid of walking at night.
We Bantu believe that there is a ghost, a spook, and some of Europeans do not believe in that because they have made some discoveries of it. But they have not discovered the spook. Some of Bantu have made some discoveries to this, and they have discovered that a ghost is existing, though Europeans do not believe. The Bantu have discovered that a spook can be chased away by the use of science chemicals and substances which produce a bad smell when burned.
Another night experience I had at Harrismith in 1938. There is a subway between the town and its native location.